This is a CKTZ News update. Aaron Elliott and his wife, Odette Auger, have purchased Lane 8 Delivery. After transporting goods between Cortez Island and the Campbell River area for the past 11 years, Andrew and Peggy Curt are retiring. Elliott had just finished his first day at the job when CKTZ News caught up with him.
We went to Campbell River and did a whole bunch of pickups, all different stores, all the way out to Willow Point and back. We worked all day. We didn't stop until about 4:30. We missed the 4:30 ferry, so we went for some lunch, grabbed that and got in the ferry lineup and didn't get home till 8 o'clock. So it was 8 till 8.
How often do they make those kind of runs?
I think it's every time. Every time they go to town, we'll be doing almost a 12-hour day.
How many days a week?
We go to Campbell River on Tuesdays, and then we come back to Cortez. We'll deliver on the Wednesday, and then we go back to town for Thursday, and we deliver on Friday.
The Kirks were still showing Elliott the ropes at the time of this interview, but he may have already taken over. He arrived on Cortez Island 10 years ago. Asked why, Elliott replied,
Odette and I knew each other since kindergarten.
Auger was the first to settle on Cortez, almost 25 years ago. Elliott was the maintenance manager at Hollyhock Leadership Institute, one of Cortez Island's largest employers. How long were you working there?
9 years. This is my eighth season or 9 years, yeah. I want to be my own boss. My job at Hollyhock was a great job. I put in my time there. But I was on 24/7 on call pretty much with that job. And I just figured I'd give a shot at this because if I'm going to worry about something and put that much focus into something, I would like it to be my own business.
Did you intend to go out and buy a trucking company? How did this come about?
Well, I always had my class one license and I thought about trucking a while back. But the first time I got my class one license, I was on EI and I applied for a trucker's license. But the idea behind it was I had to go to 10 different trucking companies and get them to say they would hire me if I got my class one license. And so I went through all that and I went to EI and they supplied the funding and I got my trucker's license. And then I went back to all those companies. And this was in the Okanagan in Kelowna. And they told me, oh, you're better off to go get your driving experience in Northern Alberta or at the tar sands or something like that. And I said, I just was not interested in that industry and I did not want to go there. So I actually have never used my class one license.
How long have you had it?
Oh, I've had it since 19, geez. I think I've had it 15 years. I would have loved to get even run the mail van or any of these delivery services off Cortez. When I first came here, I thought, because I had my class one, I thought, hey, that would be something I'd be into. Even though you don't need a class one for it, that'd be a great business.
The opportunity to purchase Lane 8 came about because of a building project.
Because Peggy and Andrew, all when they came, they've delivered materials for us for decks and stuff like that. Because I was building a house ever since I've came here. We lived in a house with plywood floors. And then our last order, ordered a new range hood because the one we had went on the fritz. And when they delivered that, Odette asked if the business was still up for sale. And they were surprised that we were interested. And she said, we're very interested. And it went from there. And
Odette wrote, quote, it actually came up in a casual conversation when they were dropping off a package for me. I got to chatting at the garden gate and asked if they were retiring, closing the business, or selling. They thought Aaron would be a great fit for the friendly customer service part combined with his strong work ethic. So we started thinking seriously about it. What's been really sweet is all the islanders, congratulations. They're happy the service will continue, and they're happy it's us running it. That felt like confirmation. It was a good path to take. People really need this service, from tradespeople needing parts to get a job done, to meals prepared and needing a delivery to loved ones here on Cortez. The good service that the Kirks have established will continue, as is, with some additions as requests come in. Unquote. You've been listening to an interview with Aaron Elliott, and excerpts of an email from his wife, Odette Auger, about their taking over Lane 8 deliveries.